We as the opposition, we really appreciate what President Obama did. We think that according to what is going on elsewhere in Africa, mainly the example of Nigeria, where President Goodluck Jonathan has organized the election and things went smoothly, we think that with this experience, President Obama told Mr. Kabila to respect the Constitution, and we agree. Now, what we are saying, we want the calendar to be also smooth. What we want, as President Obama said, we have to discuss about the calendar to agree, all of us, how to go to the election. We want to start with the provincial. We agree. And we want the presidential and the legislative. But for the what we call the local, we have to postpone the electoral because the country is not ready to organize the local election.
You said that you want a calendar. Do you mean a timetable for the election? And you said the opposition does not want local elections?
Yes, because the timetable that was issued by the Electoral Commission is not comprehensive because it's overbooked. We have many operations, and also according to the budget is too high, $1.1 billion. What we are saying, according to the time we have now, we cannot organize in the same day the local election, the municipal election, and the urban election, plus the provincial. What we want in this year, 2015, organize the provincial election and postpone the other one after 2016. And then in 2016, we will organize the presidential and the legislative.
Back to President Obama's phone call to President Kabila. President Kabila, his team has said that he has not decided that he's going to seek re-election. So perhaps we are getting ahead of ourselves.
But this is just a tricky game. We want him to say that I will not contest. He's not saying anything. But some of his people are calling him to contest, to run. That's why President Obama is telling him that please just respect the Constitution. Even if he hasn't said nothing, but it's good to remind him that he has to respect the Constitution. That's it.